Yeah, Rav, Mishnayis Masech Te'erchin, Perek Vov. Mishnalov, Shum HaYisayimim Shloshim Yoyim. If for some reason Bezin has to take away property, he has to pay up a chayiv from Yisayimim, that means orphans, and the Ketanim, they're under by mitzvah, the father died, and there's a chayiv now that the father has to pay, so Bezin has to sell the property, so Lachar is Shloshim Yoyim. Bezin doesn't sell it until they first estimate it, then they put out the price for 30 days, they announce it to make sure they get the best price possible. Kishuma Hegdish, if Bez never wants to sell property that belongs to Hegdish, so be poydirit, Hegdish needs the money. So Shishim Yoyim, they have to work, they have to proclaim it for 60 days. People should know they want to sell it in order to get the best price. O Machrizim Abaykeverov, the Machriz, they proclaim it twice, once in the morning, once in the evening. Now Hamakdish Nechosu, somebody's Makdish is property. For Yisol of Ksubis Isha, he has a chayv to pay, he has a ksubis isha. Now this ksubis isha does not mean that she gave the get to a wife already. It just means that he has a chayv to pay his wife a ksuba whenever it comes about. So his makdish is nechosim first, but b'shas he was makdish then, his property was meshuba to the ksuba. So therefore later, if he does give his wife a get, she'll be able to collect the ksuba from, take away the property from Hegdish. So now, Reb Lezer says, if the husband gives a get to his wife, we have to be afraid that maybe they're making a trick between them. Because the husband realizes that he doesn't have any money now, so he wants to get property back from Hegdish. So give his wife a get, and she'll go and collect the ksuba from Hegdish, and then they'll remarry again. So therefore, Blaz holds that when the husband gives his wife a get, is yadir hano, he has to make a neder that he will never remarry her. So then we know he really means to give her a get. Rabbi Yeshua, I know, and it's tzarich, you don't have to be afraid about this, because he won't make kenunya, or else he holds that the neder doesn't help. So therefore, you don't have to make this neder. Or else the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua holds, if the person really wanted to make a trick against Hegdish, he could have been shoyl, he could have been matir his whole Hegdish in the first place. And therefore it wouldn't be Hegdish. So therefore he has no purpose, but he has no reason just to give his wife a get. Therefore we're not afraid of a trick. Ki yoytzeboy, similar to this, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if somebody is a guarantee to pay up the wife's ksuba, like when she first got married, the Baal is mechayv himself to pay a ksuba, and it's sad that he can't afford it, he made a guarantee on Orif. So locher is that this Orif that guaranteed it, and now, later the husband gives his wife a get. So similarly, we have to be afraid maybe he's making a trick here that she'll be able to collect the ksuba from the Orif, and then with the money they'll remarry again. So again, that yader hanom, we make the husband make a neder that he will not remarry his wife again. We have to be afraid maybe this person will make a trick, a kenunya, just in order to be able to get the property away from that person. His wife will be able to collect the ksuba from that person, and then they'll remarry again. So in order to stop this, we have to make sure when they give a get, he really means it. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Hamakdish nechosiv. If Reuven was makdish all his property, but for Yisol of ksubas isha, here the case is he already gave a get to his wife, and he already has a chiyuv to pay the ksuba. Or else, Baal Chayiv, he already owes somebody money. So it comes out when he was makdish to the fields, that much money that's against his ksuba or against the chayiv is not really chal hegdish altogether. But still, the Mishnah says a chiddush that Eino isha yechoylo ligvois ksubasim in a hegdish. That the Isha has no right to go and collect the money, the amount of the ksuba, take it away, start from Hegdish. And the same halacha, for loy bal chayv es chayvoy, the bal chayv that has the right to collect the money from this Reuven, so it comes out that the Hegdish was not chal against that money, still he has no right to go straight to take it away from Hegdish. El rather, midrabon, is such a halacha, that ha poide, first you have to redeem it a little bit. You have to redeem, give some money to Hegdish to redeem it back. Almanas litein liisha ksuba. Almanas that you're paid back this karka to give it to the isha for ksuba. Or else the bal chayv es chayvay. So with the rabbanon though, we do not stop want the money to go straight out of Hegdish to the bal chayv to the isha, the way it should be midiraisa, because it's a mara sign that looks like you stop taking the chosim away from Hegdish. So therefore, with the rabbanon, first we want you to be paid to it. And some of the pshat is, let's say this karka was worth $200, and the chayv is only $100. So we tell now somebody to come and be poiderit from karka. So usually you have to pay $200, that's what it's worth. But we tell this person, when you're poiderit now, like $100 of the karka you're going to have to give to the Ksubas Isha. So all you have to pay for the field to be produced is just the extra $100 that you're going to keep. So a koporma does not look like it's going out from Hegdish Pechinam. It looks like there's a dimpadiyah. But a koporma, you do not lose out. Like, you only have to pay the excessive money over the choiv, because that's only how much karka you're going to keep. What's going to be? Let's say when Reuven was matish his field was only worth 90 mana. And he owed 100 mana. So it comes out really that it's not chal at all, the Hegdish. So nobody's going to come and be paid with right now because he gets nothing. The $90 has to go straight to the Choyv. So what do we do here? And we don't want it to go out to Chinam, it's not nice. So Mishnah says, Moisavoy dinner. We make the Malva give another dinner to the Leiva. And the Leiva takes that dinner and uses it to give it to Hegdish and be paid for it. Almanas, on a condition like that with this Ksoda, that he's paid it, not he's going to keep it, but rather litain lishik subasa, or the Baal Chayv is Chayv. Give to the Baal Chayv, it's Chayv. Now, Mishnah Gimel. Afo pi shomu, even though it was said that Chayve erchin mamashkin and oisai, somebody has the chiv to pay up his erchin, and he takes his time about it, so Bezdin goes down and takes away a mashkin from him, still, noistin loy mosan shloshim yom. We don't take away everything that he has. We have to make sure he still has what to live with. And therefore, he has to have enough food to live for 30 days. We have enough clothing for a year. And a bed made with the linen. The sandal, and he has to have shoes or tefillin, leave over his tefillin. In other words, the person claims he can't afford to pay, so Bezdin goes and takes away mashkim, he takes away things, the articles that he owns. But we have to leave over things that he needs to live with. We do not have to leave over by him money to feed his wife, or as Lullabar, not to feed his kids. Because in Erechin is, we have to make sure he stays alive with Dash and the Posig. But not for his children, not for his wife. And more human, unless the person was a craftsman, had a umnis, so that unless he was a carpenter, so nice to light, shnei kleumnis. We have to leave over two kelim, like two saws, mikol mivim, and every type he needs. Like the Marshal Chorosh, let's say he was a carpenter. So nice to light, shnei matzod, and leave over two axes, who shnei megervis, and two saws for him. That's the least that he needs. Reb Lezer Weimer Imhoi Icher, let's say he was a plow, he worked on the fields. So, Neustin Leyes Timdo, you have to give over his yoke that he puts over the animals. He owed, that's also called the Kliyumnus. Mashma Tanakamol, that's not called the Kliyumnus. Chamor, let's say somebody did business by using his donkeys. He would carry, transport things on them. So, Neustin Leyes Chamor, we do not take away his Chamor. That's what he does as Panosa with, so that we have to leave over. Mishnah Dalit. Ho Yemenechon Rub, let's say he had a lot of, he has 10 axes, this carpenter. O Menechon Mut, he only had one saw. So, Einoim, we do not say when we take away his, like, 8 axes now, Einoim, we do not say, Lo Limcheres Rub, let him sell one of the axes first. Felikach Lo Yesamut, and buy, what he doesn't have so much, means buy another saw, so he should end up to have at least two saws. We don't say that. True, we don't take away all the axes, we leave over two axes. But that's all. And we only leave over the one saw. Since he was able to manage until now with one saw, we leave over that one saw. Hamakdish has nechosa, somebody's makdish is property. Manon loyas tefillah means he's even makdish is tefillah also. And therefore, later we tell him to be pointed back from Hegdish, he has to pay the value to Hegdish. Mishnehei. Echer ha-magdish es nechosiv, v'echer ha-marech es atzmai. Somebody's magdish is property, or somebody is a magdish, or somebody is marech es atzmai. In other words, what is magdish all is nechosim, what is mekabel upon himself to give this erchin to Hegdish, and he doesn't have enough money, so how much do we take away from him? Is ein loy loybik sasishta, we have the right to take away his wife's clothing. Loybik sasbodim, not his children's clothing. That's like, that's not his. The only take away what belongs to him, now it belongs to his wife or his children. If you have, let's say, a wool that was dyed for the purpose of your wife to use, even though she didn't use it yet, you can't take it away. If you bought a new shoes, for them also we can't take it away. The Alpha P Shom, even though it was said, Avodim Nimkorim, Biksusan Lishvach, means if you want to sell your eved on the marketplace, so the Eitzer is dress them up, make them look nice, and you get a better price. Shim tilkach loik sus b'shloshim dinar, if you buy him a good suit for $30, mashpiach u'mon will become worth $100 more, so it's kedai to do this. V'chein the same thing a normal person will do with his par, with his cow. And mamtina moista litlis, if you wait to sell it on the marketplace nitlis, but shabach is that you get a much better price there. V'chein magolia, somebody has pearls here. And so he wants to sell now on the cheap, in the road, on the small villages. But he knows that mamla moista lakrach, if you wait to come to the big city, but shabach is that you get a better price. So normal businessman would do that. He would not sell it right now, but he'll wait till the better time when he gets a better price. Still, the Mishnah says no. Ein lehegdish elo mekayma yushosai. When hegdish comes to take away your property, what you own, to get the value that you have to give it to hegdish, we go bust of the way it's worth right now. That's called mekayma, we you are. And at this time right now, we do not tell you to wait another day or two. We do not tell you to wait till you go to another place. Even though a normal businessman would do that, but that's the luck of an hegdish. Hegdish is paida the way it's worth right now and right here. We're up to Perek Shvi, Mishnah Aleph. It says, "Ein magdishin lefnei ha'yovel pochus mishtei shonim." You should not be magdish your field before yovel, at least 2 years before yovel. For loygoylin, you should not redeem it liachro yovel after yovel pochus mishona, less than a year. So more explains that it says you should not be makdish your field of near yovel less than 2 years. That means to say, if you want to be able to redeem it back with the cheap price of a chaymer sorim with chamishim shkolim, that's only if there's at least 2 years before yovel. But avad lamaisa, if you makdish it even a year or a day before yovel, the hegdish is chal, because you don't have the right to redeem it back with that cheap price of 50 shkolim. That has to be at least 2 years before hegdish. Now it says you can't be goyel to redeem it back after a yovel. Less than a year, you have to wait for at least a year after yovel to redeem it back. By yestei achuzah, if you're makdish it, you can't redeem it less than a year. Ein mechashvin chadoshim hegdish. We don't count months for hegdish. Avol hegdish mechashiv chadoshim. But hegdish does count months. Meaning to say, it's not enough to say, let's say if 6 months pass by, it's the end of the year, that's not called the year went by. But for Hegdish, meaning to say, we have to wait till the full year, 12 months goes by. Avol Hegdish, but Hegdish tikalocha, that is Mechashiv Chadoshim. Meaning to say, when Hegdish will gain to be Mechashiv the months, then we do. Like Lamosha, let's say you're Makdishit a year and a half before Yovel. So since you count by that there's less than 2 years, even though it's only 6 months of the year that went by, but now Lamaisa is less than 2 years to go to Yevul. Therefore, if somebody wants to redeem the karka now, he does not have the cheaper price of Chamishim Shkolim, but rather will have to be paid with Lishavyev. So to give it for gain of Hegdish, then we Yom Mechashiv Chadoshim. Meaning to say, if months of the year went by, it's still like you do not have a complete year left. Then the Mishnah says, "Hamakdish es sodeyu b'shasa yovel." Let's say you makdish your field b'shasa yovel means b'zman that yovel is nay, when the Rav Klai Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. The Lacha reads is a special kula to say that noy sein b'zera chay mesorim. You have a right to redeem back a field that's big enough that you could plant in it a chaymer, which means a kur, which is 30 saw of barley seeds. How big of a field you need to plant it with your hands. Chamishim shekel kesev, right to redeem back that big field, only paying 50 shkolim. That's a special kula when you makdish your own steyachuza. Hoyu shalmetzi, in this field there were nekoyim amukim asar tfachim. There were ditches or holes deep 10 tfachim. Oy sloim rost, there were stones gevoyim asar tfachim, above 10 tfachim. 10 tfachim tall. Ein nimdorad anymore, they're not included in this cheshbin. But rather you have to redeem them by themselves, how much they're actually worth. Pachos mechana said that the hole is smaller than 10. Then nimdorad anymore, included with it. Hegdish, let's say you makdish your fields, and the Gemara explains, because if it's less than 10, then it's like bottle to the karka, it's called part of the karka. What's going to be Hegdish Shtayim HaShalosh Shemofnei of Yevil? You makdish your field 2 or 3 years before Yevil. So then the locker is, when you want to be poyder it now, is noisen sela punyin lashana. The cheshbon is for every year to go, you have to pay a sela and a little bit more for each year. For the Torah says 50 shkolim, which is really only 49 years. So 50 means the extra one is divided between the 49. That's how you get for every year, it's worth a sela and a punyin. Imam, what's going to be the person says, let's say he wants to redeem it back now 5 years before Yovel. So really what he owes to Hegdish is five sloyim and five punyin. The person says, listen, I'll pay you back only one now every year, I'll pay you back one, I'll pay you in payments. That's ain't shemla, we don't listen to him. You have to pay him the whole thing at one shot. You cannot make payments to Hegdish. When you want to be part of it, you have to pay the whole thing, all the money at one time. Mishneh Beis. Echad ha-baylim v'yechad kolodim, whether you're the Yonah that was makdish at first, or somebody else is being part of it now from Hegdish, you both have a right to be part of it with this cheshbin of 50 sloyim, according to the cheshbin of a Beis Kur. If so, ma ben ha-baylim l'ben kolodim, what's the difference between the owner and somebody else if he's part of it back from Hegdish? Shabbailam has to add a fifth to it. The cholod main a nice and chemish. Everybody else does not have to add the fifth. Mishne Gimel. Hegdisha, let's say you are Makdish, you own the soda, Yestay Achuza, Ugol, and then you redeem it back from Hegdish. So Enu Yaitzim Yadav Yevel, does not go out of your hands on Yevel. Since you were the original owner, when you redeem it, you keep it. Feva. Gola Benoi, let's say your son redeemed it from Hegdish. So Lachri is Yotzel Yevel by Yevel. When it comes Yevel, it goes back to the father. He has the right to keep it. Still called it his Rishus. What's going to be Gola Acher? Let's say somebody else redeemed it. The Sade Ruven was Makdish his Sade Achuze, Sade Hiyashna from his father. Ruven was Makdish it. And then Shimon came along, somebody else came along and redeemed it. Or Yechud Min HaKrevim, or even if one of the other Krevim of Ruven, as long as it's not his son, let's say his brother or his uncle, came and redeemed it. Then our guest, the missionary, is Ugolam Yoda. Let's say the original owner now went and redeemed it back from that one. So our guest is Einu Yoytzim Yoda V'Yovel. When it comes Yovel, it does not leave his hand to go back to give to the Kohanim. Where usually the locher is, let's say you're Makdish Yosteachuzah, and then you do not redeem it back, but somebody else redeems it back. So locher is, when it comes Yovel, it goes back to the Kohanim. So here the Chiddush is that since the original owner went and bought it off the Poydah, so he has a right to keep it, according to our Gersa. What's going to be Golo Echud Min HaKahanim? Let's say one of the Kahanim bought it off Hegdish. He redeemed it from Hegdish. So Varehi Takas Yodah, now when it becomes Yovel, this Kohen is holding on to it. So Lachur is Lo Yomer, the Kohen does not have a right to say, Ho Yovi Yoitz LaKahanim Yovel. Let's say somebody else would have redeemed this field off Hegdish, not the original Makdish. So Lachur is, we just said, that by Yovel would go back to the Kahanim, or the Mishmer, to the Kahanim and the Mishmer of that time. And so this Kohen should say Lachura, listen, anyway, this field is supposed to go to the Kohanim. Vrehi Takas Yodi, and right now I have it. If so, Harei L'Shali, it should belong to me, and maybe I do not have to give it to the rest of the Kohanim, but I should have a right to hold on to it. Again, where Reuven was Makdish Yestei Achuza, and now a Kohen came and redeemed it. So when it comes Yovel, he doesn't have a right to say, since he has let him keep it already, but rather, no, it goes out to all the rest of the Kohanim, he has to share it equally with all the Kohanim in that Mishmer. Mishneh Dalet. What's going to be Higiyah HaYovel Lo Nigalo? Let's say it comes Yovel, and the original one that was Makdashit did not redeem it back yet. So Lachar is HaKohanim Nechnoslim Toichoi. The Kohanim have a right to keep it now. It goes to all the Kohanim of that Mishmer that Yovel comes in. V'noisnin es domeho divu Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah holds that the Kohanim that take it now has to redeem it. Like they have to pay money for it. If they have a right to keep it, they have to give the money to Hegdish. They give Chamishim Selo L'chol Beis Kur. Reb Shimon Oimer Nechnosim have a right to go in. Avolei Noisnin, they don't have to pay any money for it. It goes to them as Matnes Kuna-like, they don't have to pay for it. Reb Elezer, remember, Reb Elezer Shitter is Loi Nechnosim, Loi Noisim. They have no right to go in. They do not get it. But the Reuven was Makdish his Stei Achuza. And even though it becomes Yovel and he did not redeem it, it does not go out to the Kohanim according to Reb Elezer. Ela rather Nikreis Stei Retushim. It has a name, it's called the Stei Retushim. Is a field that's just left over. Retushim means nobody uses it. I mean, the owner left it alone. Ad HaYovel Hashem until the second Yovel. In other words, the owner still has the right to redeem it back after the first Yovel. Tegiya ha-yovel Hashem, let's say comes the next yovel, v'lo nigel, and still nobody redeemed it yet. So again, nekreis retushe retushim is called now a double for a leftover twice by its owner. Ad ha-yovel ha-shlishi, and the olam melacher is according to Rabbi Lezer that ain ha-kanim nechdosim le-toichoi, that the kanim never have a right to take the field. Ad shigalenu achar, only in a case where somebody else redeemed it back from Hegdish. Then the halacha is that when it comes Yovel, it goes down to the Kohanim. But as long as nobody redeemed it back from Hegdish, Rabbi Lezer Shittur is, it does not go out to the Kohanim. And if the owner wants to, he can still redeem it. And that's a shaila in the Gemara. Let's say the original owner redeems it now, after the first Yovel, Madinoi. Does he have a right to keep it? Or do we say now he's called Kacha, that's the Maskan, he's called Kacha Dami, and at the end of the next Yovel, it would go back to the Kohanim. Mishnehei, halokeach sode meyoviv. Let's say somebody buys the field off his father. Right now the father's alive, and the son bought the field off his father. Then meis oviv, then the father dies. So now that the father dies, this sod is called the steachuz, it's a sod that he ashened. At the beginning though, before the father died, it was called the sode mikne, it was a field that he bought. Now the father died. Now the son is makdish the field. So there's a big difference whether you makdish sod the mikneh field that you just bought, that by yovel it goes back to the original owner, you don't receive it, or else whether it's called the steachuza. So the halacha here is harei k'steachuza. This field is considered like a steachuza, and you have the kulah, you have a right to redeem it back with 50 shkolim according to the cheshmer of a base kur. But if it would have been a sod the mikneh, you would not have this kulah. So since l'maisa by the time you were makdish it, the father already died, so you yash in the field. It's called the steyachuza. What's going to be though, Higdisha? First you will makdish this field that you bought off your father. So at the time when you will makdish it, it was only a stay mikna. V'yachakach meisov, and then your father dies. So arehi k'stay mikna. Ishno, this field now was only like a stay mikna, since at the time when you will makdish it, your father was alive. So it was only called the sode mikna. So lachar is, you have a right to it, you could redeem it, but you have to pay full price. You would not have the kula of chamishim shkolim. Diva Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Shimon says, again, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, that kistei achuza, no, this field is still considered like a field that you yashin from your father, and you have the kula, you can redeem it back with 50 shkolim. Shnema, because the pasuk says, v'yimis sadei miknosoi, asheloi mistei achuzosoi, a field that you bought, but the pasuk says that's not from a sod yachuza, meaning to say, what has the loch of a sod mikna, sod that you bought, that then if you makdish it, if you want to redeem it, you have to pay full price? That's only a sod shein ruya liyas teachuza, only a field that's not fit at all to become a steachuza, you should yashin it. But yoytzezu, it goes at this field, she ruya liyas teachuza, this field is fit for you to be a steachuza. What's the maiso? If you, it's ruya for your father to die, and you yashin it. So even though you were makdish before your father died, still it has lach of a steachuza. Now the Mishnah says, stay mikna, regular field that you bought off somebody and you makdish it. So let's say you did not redeem it back by yovel. The lach is, eino yoitz l'kahanim yovel, does not go out to the kahanim by yovel. Or even if somebody redeemed it off hegdish, by yovel does not go back to the kahanim like a steachuza does. Sheinodem makdish shodovish sheinish loy, because the chila when you makdish it, you only makdish as long as you own it. If you buy a field or somebody else, the locha is, by yovel it goes back to him. So therefore, when you're makdish it now, your koyach of hegdish is only until yovel. So when it becomes yovel, it goes back to the original owner. Now the Mishnah says, kahanim uluviyim makdishim liyolim. There's a special kula for a kohen or a levi. He can be makdish his field whenever he wants. Even on Bishnas ha-yovel atzmo, that a regular Yisrael cannot be makdish his field, but a kohen or levi could. And no adin v'goyelim liyolim, they have a right to redeem back their field. If they will makdish it, they have a right to redeem it back whenever they want. Ben lifnei yovel, even though it's right before yovel. Ben liyachar yovel, even though it's right after yovel. And even if the kohen did not redeem it back throughout the whole yovel, after yovel, still he has a right to redeem it back. He never loses it. And the pasuk says, "Gulas olam tiu lalaviyim." Yeah, Perek Shmini, Mishnah. Hamaktish esodeyu bishor she'eno yovel. If somebody is maktish, even his steyachuza, a field that he yashin from his father, but he yashin bizman, there's no yovel, like bizman is there. Means after the golos m'klayis or left Eretz Yisrael, if we don't have all of Yidin in Eretz Yisrael, we're not noig yovel. So therefore, there's no aloha that the field goes back by yovel. And therefore there's also no halacha that you could redeem it back for 50 shkolim. But rather, if you want to redeem it back, you'll have to pay the full price. So therefore, Imrim Loi, like the Gizbor from the Hegdis says to the owner, Psacha Terishin, you open up first, means you tell us how much of a price you would like to pay to redeem back your field. Shehabaylem Noistim Chaimish, the reason why we want the original owner to redeem it, because if he redeems it, he has to add a fifth. Hegdish like once again on the deal, therefore they go to the Bailam first. But v'cholodam ena noisa chaimish, if somebody else redeems the field or Hegdish, they would not have to add another fifth. Now Maist Biach, what's happened with one person? Shigdis says Sodeyim Fnei Rosa. He was mafkish the field because the field wasn't worth anything. Like you had to put more money into it than you would get out. Omruloi, so when Cain led it to redeem it, so the Gizba said to the owner, Psacha Terishin, open up first, like you start off, give a bid, give a price. Omar, he said like this, Harei Shali Biissa, I'll take it for one Issa. No, it's not worth too much. I'll take it for one Issa. Which one Issa is really 8 prutas. So Omar Biissa says that wasn't the story, but the case was, Lo Yom Azeh Elab Kebetza, that the person said, to me the field is worth a Beitza. He did not say an Issa, but rather he said, to me it's worth an egg. Shen the klal of Rabbi Yosef the Chiddushir, shehigdish nifta b'kesef of Shava Kesef, because really if you want to redeem something from Hegdish, you do not bedavka have to give money or cash, you could give Shava Kesef also. Omoloi, so the Gizbe said back to this owner, higiyascho, okay, it's yours, you can have it. So it comes out, nimsa master nisar, v'sudei lefonav, that the person lost the nisar, and he keeps the field. Meaning to say, like, it's not even worth an Issa, really. Therefore, he loses out. The Gemara says that the Chum also really agree you could be paida with Shava Kesef. Just they hold that it can't be paida less than 4 prutas. In order that the Chayma Shu'er on it should also be at least a Shava Pruta. But the kid to this person got back his field, he spent an Issa for it, even though it really wasn't worth it. Mishneh Beis. Omar Echad, let's say one person says, as when Shpushaz Bezdim wants to sell off a field, to be paid a field, so Amar Echad, one person says, Harei Yishali B'Yesa Sloyim, I'll pay 10 Sloyim for it. V'Yechudayim, another person says, B'Yesim, I'll pay 20 Sloyim to redeem it from Hegdish. V'Yechudayim B'Shleshim, a third one says, I'll pay 30. V'Yechudayim B'Yaboyim, a fourth one said 40. V'Yechudayim B'Chamishim, a fifth one said 50. So the Churu, the one that said 50, really, he should get it. But now, Chozda B'Shachamishim, that the one that said 50 retracted. But the one that said 40 still holds by his words. So the Chur Bezdin sells it to one that said 40. But the one that said 50, like he really caused Hegdish to lose out a 10. Therefore the Lachur is Mamashkinin Menechosav Adesar. Bezdin has the right to go down to his property and take away a mashkin, take away a pledge, up until 10 sloyim. As if to say, it's Achroi that Bezdin should receive the 50 sloyim. And therefore Bezdin only receives 40, he has to pay another 10. What's going to be Chozo Boi Shalaboy? Let's say after the 50 retracted, then later the 40 retracted. So, Mamashkin and Mechosav Adesta, the same thing. We sell to the one that said 30, and the one that said 40 made Hegdish lose out 10, so we take away 10 from him. Chozo Boi Shalosh, let's say the one that said 30 retracted now, or after one after another later on, is Mamashkin and Mechosav Adesta, the same thing. We sell to the one that said 20, and since we're losing out 10, you have to pay the 10. Chozo Boi Shalosh, let's say the one that said 20 retracted. Mamashkin Mechos Vadesh, the same thing was told to the one that said 10, and the one that said 20 owes 10 to Hegdish. Chozo Boi Shalech, so let's see, the one that said Esther, now he also retracts. So, Moichra Noisos, what Bezdin does is, Bezdin sells it to somebody else, Bishavya, whatever it's worth. Let's say they only get 8 Sloyim, they only get 6 Sloyim. Now, the one that said 10, how much is he making Hegdish lose out? Only 4. If Bezdin sells it for 6, so he's only losing out 4. Therefore, v'nifroyim mishal eser esa meiser, we collect the extra, and as much as Bezdin is not getting up until 10, they're only getting 6, so the extra until 10, we collect from that person. Because since he said 10, he's achroy to see that Bezdin should get 10 sloyim. What's going to be, ha'boilem oimrim b'yesrim, the Bailam, the original owner, said he'll pay 20. V'chol oidem oimrim b'yesrim, and other people also say they'll pay $20 to redeem this field. So l'ochris, ha'boilem koidrim. Avad, we give it to the owner, he should have the right to redeem it first. And the reason is, Mifnei, Shein Moisifim Mechaimish. Because we add a Chaimish, because with him, he has to add a Chaimish. So therefore, have the Hegdish gain, therefore we sell to the Bailam over somebody else. Here, Mishneh Gimel. What's going to be, Omar Echad, Harei Shali, Bi Esrim, Vyachas? Reuben comes and says he'll redeem back this field. He did not sell it to Hegdish. He was not Magdish it. When Reuben, some a person comes and says he'll redeem it off Hegdish for 21 Sloyim. Ha'bailim noistim esu m'sheis. Again, the Bailim says he'll only give 20. So Lochari is, when he says 20, he has to add a fifth to it. It comes out to be 25. Now, since somebody else offered to give 21, that's the loch we forced like the Bailim to pay as if it was worth 21, the extra one. Now, on this extra one, we do not make a chaymish. So he only pays the chaymish on the 20 that he said he would pay. And for that, it comes out to be 25. But we add one more because somebody else said it's worth one more than 20. What's going to be the Yesu Mishtayim? Let's say this person, Reuben, said he'll pay 22 for it. Then the Cheshbin is the Bailam Mesu Mesu Mesheva, the same thing. The Bailam has to pay 25 because of his 20 and extra Chaimish, fifth, and two more because this person said two more than 20. What's going to be Yeshu Mesholos? Somebody said they'll pay 23, slowing for the field. So again, Habailam Mesu Mesu Meshorna, the same thing, 25 for his 20 and 5 and 3 more because this person said 23. What's going to be Yeshu and Viarba? The same thing. Habailam Mesu Mesu Mesesh, for Sesha, he has to pay 29. All right, turn over. Again, what's going to be, again, the Esam Mishalosh, if the person said he'll pay 23. So, Abayla Meistam Esam Mishmeina. What's going to be the Esam Viarba? Somebody said he'll pay 24. So, again, the owner has to pay out his 20 that he said in 5, 25 plus 4. Abayla Meistam Esam Vesesha 29. What's going to be the Esam Vichomish? Let's say somebody else said he'll pay 25. So, still, the Abayla Meistam Shleshim still be given to the Bailim, because the Bailim, what he said alone, would also be 25. And that's this Chiddush for Hegdish. We have right to charge him another 5 that the other person said it was worth. And the klal is, the Mishnah says, Shein Moisif and Chaimish Aliluyoi Shozer. We do not make the Bailam pay a fifth upon what this other person said it was worth more than what he wanted to pay. Like we explained, he only has to pay a Chaimish on the 20 slam that he himself agreed to pay. Just we make him pay this Iluy, just the money itself, not a Chaimish. What's going to be Omar Echad Harei Shali B'Yesum V'Sheis? Reuven said he'll pay 26 loyim for the karka. So it's like this. Imrotzu Abaylam Litim Shkoshim V'Yachas V'Dinner is Abaylam Koydim. If the Abaylam want to pay 31 in the dinner, they come first. V'Yimlav, if not, Umrim Higascho. We tell this person who wants to buy for 26, he got it, he keeps it. And the Gemara really explains the Mishnah means like this. That if somebody says he wants to pay 26, now we're talking about here, the Gemara says, where the owner says he'll pay 21. So by him saying 21, he has to pay a chaymish of the 21, which comes out to be 5, and another dinner. So he's going to have to pay by himself now 26 and a dinner. Therefore, what he said is really more what this person says 26. Therefore, Rotzo Bailam means to say the Bailam has to say has to pay. Therefore, the Bailam has to pay now 31 and a dinner. Because by himself, he would have had to pay 26 and a dinner. And now that the other person said it's worth 5 more than he said, he only said 21. This one said 26, so we make him pay 5 more. Well, what's going to be the Malav? The Gemara says, I mean, if the Bailam first did not say 21, let's say the Bailam only said he'll pay 20. So according to his Cheshbon, he'll only have to pay 25 with the Chaimish. And now that somebody else says he'll pay 26, so he gasks, he'll let that person keep it. Because Desmond gains more to 26 rather than the 25 from the original owner. Mishnah Dalet. Person wants to make something cherim, so he's allowed to do it from his tzoin, from his boker. But the chiddush is, but not all. You cannot be machrim. We'll soon see some machlokes what stam cherim is, whether it means to give it to the kahanim or give it to the badik habayis. But the kids, if you want, you can only do from your tzoin or from your boker. May avodim from your avodim, or mishevchoyso b'kananim, else from your sodeh, is from your shivcha kananim. You can give some of them to cherim, not all of them. The same thing with Misteach Uzosai, you give from your fields of Yahuza. But in Hechrim es Kulam, let's say you machrim everything, the Gemara says doesn't mean all together. It means if you machrim all your tzoyin that you own, ain't a machromim, then it's not Chal Cherim. Because the Pasuk says, Kol Cherim Mashiach HaMashem, it says, Mikol Hashem Yodim, Zosha Mikol, and it says, Mina Behema, the Mem means from, and not all. Mikol Hashaloi, and not all Hashaloi. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, these are the words of Rebbe Elazar. On this, Omer Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Mar Imlog, we learn out from this, that mayim legvoya ein odim rishur lahachrim es kol nechos. A person wants to give chayrim to gevoya, whether it means it goes to the bet gabayis, even to the kahanim. Still, you should not give away everything. If so, alachas kamav kamish yodim chayiv liyoschos al nechosov, that a person should have chasm and tavrach moras, try and keep his nechosim and not give it away. The person should not give away, even from matana to somebody else, more than a fifth. That's the loch of al yevazveis yoisem echaimish. Not only for tzedakah shouldn't you give a fifth, but even for a present to somebody else, you should not give away more than a fifth of your nechosim. Mishnah hey, hamachrim b'noyu bitoy, avdei v'shevchos ivrim usodim miknosoi eina mechromim. That's not called cherim. If you machrim your own son or your own daughter, as if to say you want to give it away for an ummah, for a slave, or you avdei v'shevchos ivrim, rosastei miknosoi means a field that you bought of somebody else that does not really belong to you, you're going to have to give it back by yovel. So cherim is not chal. That's the klal. Shein odim machrim dov v'shein eshloi. Since you don't have a kinyan oilam, it's not really called yours. You can't be machrim it. Kahanim ulevim ainam achrimim. Al kohen ulevi bechal. They want to make something cherim. It's not chal cherim. Tivu Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon Oyman no. Hakahanim ainam achrimim. True, they can't be machrim something washed achrom shalhem, because tam charomim goes to the kahanim. So you can't like be machrim it. But halaviyah machrim, they held Levi could be machrim. Shein achrom shalhem, because the chrom doesn't belong to them. It's like a chiv upon you to give it to the kohen. Rabbi says like this. Rabbi Yomer, near and different Rabbi Yehuda, I like what Rabbi Yehuda says. That even a Levi cannot be mechrim, that's bekakois, on the karka of the dayom. Shnema, because the pasuk says, ki achuz asaylim hilohem, means no which belong to the Leviim, they have no right to give it away to the kohanim. But v'divrei Rabbi Shimon, like what Rabbi Shimon said, that Leviim could be machrim, b'metaltlin, on the utensils at the yom. Shein achrom shalahem, because that doesn't have to belong to them, that they could give away. And therefore, since the chrom do not go to them, it goes to the kohanim, a Levi could be machrim. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Vov, charme kohanim ein lehem pidyin, ele nitonim la kohanim. In other words, if a person of regular Yisrael said on his nechosim, it should be cherim, meaning to say, he has to give it to a kohen, and he's not allowed to redeem it, like buy it back first. The pasuk says, lo yimochav lo yigoyel. But rather, you have to give it to the kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Oimer, stam charom lebedek habayis. He argues on the Mishnah before. And he holds stam, a person says stam, his soda or his house should be cherim, he means to give it to the bedek habayis. Shneva, the pasuk says, kol cherim kodesh kadosh mul Hashem. He goes to Hashem and not to the kohanim. V'chomer nechom say, no, stam charom lekohanim. When you make something stam cherim, you have to give it to the kohen. Shneva, the pasuk says, kistei hacherim lakohen tiyachuz osoi. That the stei hacherim goes to the kohen. And came if so, Loma Nem, where does the Pasuk say, Ko Cherim Kodesh Kedosh Mul Hashem, which is Mashma, should be like a korbin? So the Mishnah says, it means to say, Shuchol HaKodesh Kedosh HaKodeshim Kalim. Just means that even though you have a korbin in your house, you have an oila, or a shlomim, HaKodeshim Kalim, if you say, Erezu Cherim, it's like a chal on it. That you have to give the value of it, the ilu of it, you'd have to give to the kohen. Now the next Mishnah explains this, Mishnah Zayin, Machrim Modim Es Kedosh, a person could be Machrim, his own Korban that he has, Ben Kodesh Kedosh, whether it's a Korban Oilo, Ben Kodesh Kedosh, whether it's a Shlomim. Im Neder, let's say the person said this Oilo should be a Neder, the Lachor is a Neder, means even though you lose it, you'll have to pay the money for it, so the value is upon you. Then the Lachor is, Nois Nes Adomim, you'll have to pay the value of this Korban, you'll have to give to whatever you owe, to the Kohen or to the Bedek Habayis. In the Dov, let's say the Korban was only in the Dov, then if you lose it, you don't have to pay another one. So the Nois Nes Tevosoi, you only have to pay the Toiva had the Hanor you have from the Korban. And the Mishnah explains, what does that mean? That let's say somebody says, Shor Zer Oilo, this Shor should be a Korban Oilo, so it's in the Dov, that if you lose it, you don't have to pay another one. So now that you machrimit, what do you have to give to Hegdish, or else the Kohen? So it's sort of like this. We value kama odom rights. How much would a person be willing to give? Because let's say if somebody is not mechuyev to bring a korban oilam, he has an opportunity now. It's time to give a present to Hashem. The cheapest price, like how much would he spend? Like if he gets a cheap buy, how much would he pay to have the korban, to have the present to Hashem? So that much is what you have to give. In other words, true. Even if this animal will die, you wouldn't have to bring another one. But what are you losing out? You're losing out the fact that if it would die, it got lost, you did not bring a present to Hashem. So really, now that it's being brought, it's a taiva to you, the present you're giving to Hashem. So So you have to value how much you would pay just for that, and that's how much you have to give to Cherim, to the Kanim, or to the Bedek Abayis. Shein Rishoy means that you're not Mechuyiv to bring. Now HaBechor, a Bechor, firstborn that's born, Bein Tom, whether it's without a Mum, Bein Ba Mum, Machrim Noisei, if you want it, it could be Machrimit. Ketzad Poydin Noisei, mean to say, how do we value how much money it's worth that you have to give to the Kanim, or to the Bedek Abayis? Is Oimdim, we say like this, we value Kam Odim Roitz Litim Bechor Zeh Litim Leben Bitoy or Leben Achois. How much would a person pay like that you should give that Bechor to his Mishpacha, to his son-in-law? That's called Toivus Anos, and how much money you have to give to the Kain. If Shmuel Oimer Kosev Vech, remember one Pesach says Taktish by a Bechor Mashmi, you have to be Maktishit. The Kosev Achor, another Pesach says Al Taktish, you don't have to be Maktishit. So Yev Shalom, you can't tell me Taktish that you have to be Maktish to Bechor Shekvanem or Al Taktish. The Pesach says you don't have to, Al Taktish. V'yev shalom, you can't tell me al taktish, you don't have to. Shekvanem a taktish. The pasuk says yes. Emam yatav mir learn out like this. Magdisha yato hegdish iloi. But ve'i ve'ein ato magdisha hegdish mizbeach. By a bechor, you cannot be magdish it for another korban. Since it's a bechor, you can't make it into another korban. That's called ve'i ato magdisha hegdish mizbeach. But you could be magdish iloi, means like we just said before. The type is to know how much enjoyment you have from Bechor, that much money you'll have to give either to the Kanim or to the Bedek Abayis. Perek Chi. Ha Moicher es Sadeyu b'shas Yevul. Somebody sells his field as Te'achuza, b'zman Yevul is Noig. So Locher is Eina Mutu Ligur Pochus Mishtei Shonim. The original owner cannot redeem it back less than 2 years. Shneven Apostik says, b'misbar Shnei Tuos Yimoch Loch. It has to be sold for at least for 2 years. The Lekech has a right to eat the produce for 2 years first. Then he has a right to redeem it back, even by Korcho. What's going to be Yosef Shnash Shidofus in the first year? There was a plague, nothing grew. The Erekon, there was something, another plague. Or Shriyas, or else the first year, where Shemitah, you can't plant anyway. So in Oilamina Minyan, that's not called the 2 years of Lekech. He has another year to hold on to. It has to be 2 years that he can plant on it. What's going to be Nora? He plowed it, but he did not seed it. Or Yavira just left it empty. Then yes, it's part of the cheshbin, because Lekeach could have planted it, just he didn't. Reb Lezer Weimer, Machul Alefnei Rosh Hashanah, if you sell your field, you stay Achuz right before Rosh Hashanah. For your Malaya Paris, it's full, the produce is full, the field is full. There's a raise of Echimeno Sholosh Tvuas Lashtei Shonim. Lekeach has a right to hold on to it now and eat this crop. Then the next 2 years, he has a right to eat both crops. The Chiddush is, the Moichel can't tell him at the end of the second year, listen, I gave it to you full, give it back to me full. No, the pasuk says Shnei Tvuos, he has the right to eat everything that grows the first 2 years. Mishnah Beis, Mochro L'Rishim B'mona. Let's say the Baal HaSoda sold his field to Reuven for 100 zuz. That means Reuven sold his field to Shimon for $100. Or Mochro Rishim, another month later, then Shimon goes and sells it to Levi. Or Mochro Rishim L'Sheni B'Masayim, he sells it for 200. So now, when the original owner wants to come and buy it back, ain't a mechashav elim rishon. You only have to pay the cheshbin how much it was worth according to the first one sale. Shneimer the pasuk says, Lisha shemoch aloi, he's the first one that you sold it to, you buy it back from him according to that cheshbin. What's going to be the opposite way? Moch were the rishon l'asayin. Reuven first sold his field to Steachuza to Shimon for 200. And then moch were rishon l'shein v'mona, Shimon sold it to Levi for only 100. The chiddush is, ain't a mechashav elim achroin. Again, when the Moichel comes to buy it back after 2 years later, he has a right to handle with the second one and take a cheaper price. Shneimer the pasuk says, Lo'ish, Lidashin Lo'ish Asher B'Soicha. You have a right to go to Kula if that's more Kula for the one that's inside the field now. Now, another locher is, the kids will go both ways for the Moichel to make it easy for him to redeem it back after 2 years. Lo Yimoche Baruchet. Let's say you sold your field, and after 2 years you want to redeem it back. So you can only redeem it back with new money that you get now. But not if you had a field before that was far away, and now let us sell that far away field now in order for Yigo Bekorov to buy back the close field. Or else, Baruch, if you already owned a bad field, you can't sell that bad field now to get money, Yigo Bekorov, Biyofa, to redeem this new field now. And the same thing, Lo Yilvi, you can't borrow money, Yigo, to redeem. For Lo Yigo Lechatzoyim, you can't redeem it back halfway. But rather, you have to have money, the new money you get now first, and you have to be able to redeem the whole field, not half of it. Well, the Hegdish, though, if you want to be part of the Hegdish, Mutta Bekulam, all these things are Mutta. You're not to be part of the halfway, you can borrow money, kitzel zechame behedim mehegdish. These are chromatic halachas by hedjit with ashen pesukim matzah. That's the money that you first get now, and not the money you had before. This is a chumra by a sale of hedjit and not by hegdish. Mishnah Gimel. Hamoicher buys a boti yerechaimis. Somebody sells his house in a city that has a wall around it from the times of Yeshua ben Nun in Eretz Yisrael. So raise that girl, he has no halacha now. And you have a right to redeem it back right away and only the first year. For the girl, Koshnei Mosa Kodesh, you have a right to redeem it back throughout the first year. And haraise that kim in ribis. Really, it's like a ribis, but v'yena ribis. It's not really a ribis. Because you're selling it now and the person gives you, let's say, $1,000. At the end of the year, you give him back his $1,000 and you take back the field. So it looks as if he just lent you $1,000 for a year and you're giving it back. But in between, the lokeach is eating the peris. So the fruit that he eats looks like ribis, but really it's not, because since it's only through a mecher, it's mutter. What's going to be meis hamecher? Let's say the mecher, the one that sold it, died, is yigo benoit. Throughout that first year, even his son has a right to redeem it back. What's going to be meis hamecher? Let's say the lokeach dies, yigo miad benoit, and the mecher has a right to redeem it back from the son. When do we start counting that year from the time you sold it? Shemar says that malois loy shana samimno. Even though the first one sold it to a second one a year later, a month later, we don't count the 2 years from the second sale, but from the time when the first one sold it, he has exactly 1 year to redeem it back. When the pasuk says tamimo complete, let's say the month, the year had 13 months, two others, so both are included. You have to wait till the end of the 13 months. Rabbi says no. Yitin loshana vibura. Tamimah means to say that this year, after your sale, it's a year of 365 days. It's 11 days more than a sun year as over the moon year. So every single year, it's never 13 months. It's always 365 days you have to redeem it back. Mishnah Dalet, what's going to be? Hegiya yom shtei mosa chodesh, it comes the end of the year. For Leinigal, the original owner did not buy it back. His cholot loy, it remains now forever by the buyer. He has the right to keep it. It's like a stachuza now for him. He does not have to give it back by Yovel. Echad alokeach, whether you sell a field in a bati yerechayma, the echash nitla b'matana, whether you give it for a matana, has the same halacha. The first year you could redeem it back, and after that not. Shneva the apostle says that smitzus, loshen rabin smitzus, applies to both a soda, a matana, and a mecher. Now, b'rishayin hoi nitla, in the beginning, what people used to do was, the buyer used to hide yom shnei masachodesh. Like the last day of the year, they would hide, because they knew the original owner wanted to buy it back from them. So they would hide that day that he cannot buy it back. Sheicholot loy, that will stay by the buyer. So hiskin hilazak and hilazak in a special takana, shehei cholish es moisa belishcha. That the mecher has a right to put his money down. Cholish means put it there. Put his money down in a special room by Bezdu or by the Beis Hamikdash. And then v'yeshever es adelos v'nichnas. The original owner has a right like to break down the door and take back his field. And Amos says, Yitzhalaz, whenever this person, Lokeach, that ran away, wants to come back and take his money, Yogav Yitzhaz Maisav. So Kitz Hilomena Takona, that even though usually Nesina, Aidei Adchak, or Shlemi Dike is not called a Nesina, here is Mesakan, that even though Lokeach is not here to receive the money, and he doesn't want to receive it, still it's called a good Nesina. Mishnehei, Ko Shulif Nimen Achayma. Anything that's inside, any house that's inside the wall around the city, Hareyu kabati yerechaima. That has a loch like a bati yerechaima. Chutz min asadis. But excluding the fields, there's only a loch of a bayis. A bayis has a special loch if there's a wall around it that you can only redeem it back the first year and after you lose it. But a field in that city does not have the special loch of a bati yerechaima. But a regular field, that can be able to be paid back anytime you want until Yoifa. Now, Rabbi Meir Oimer. Af has sodish. You may also know even a sodder also has this halacha. The Gemara says we're not talking about a sodder that you can plant on. That everybody agrees. But the machleika says by a hard field that you can't plant on, is a daima to a bayis or is still daima to a sodder. Now, bayis, abona, b'chayim, what's going to be? You have a house inside the wall itself around the city. So Rabbi Yudu Oimer, ain't a kaboti yerechayim. It's not considered like a din of boti yerechayim. That's only the houses inside the wall. But I mean from the wall inwards. But this is a house in the wall itself. That's sort of like the chayma. You don't have the chumris, these dinim of boti yerechayim. V'shimon Eimano, kais lachitza nukachamasa, no, the outside wall, that's called the wall around the city. And even though the house is inside the wall, it's called inside the city, and you would have this loch of boti yerechayim, you could only redeem it back the first year, and afterwards you lose it. Mishnevov, Ir shekagaseh choy mosa. Let's say there's no real wall around the city, just the walls of the houses, like you have houses all around the city. Like the gag, the roof, meaning the house itself is the wall. That's not called a wall. Or else v'shein makefes choy mimris mishu benun. Even though the city has a wall around it now, but the wall was not there at the times of Yeshua, is eina kaboti yerachayma. Does now these halachas of boti yerachayma. You can redeem it back anytime you want. These are the cases that have that's called an ear. That if you have a wall around it, it's called the boti yerachayma. What's the smallest ear that you could have? It has to be at least shalosh chatzeros, three courtyards there. Shal shnei batim. Each courtyard has at least two houses inside it. So together it has to be six houses. Makafas chayma that's surrounded by a wall. Miyamos mishua benun. Then it has a special halacha of boti yerachayma. Kagoin, what are cases like this? Katsra hayishana shal tiparim, the city Katsra, the old Katsra in the city of Tiparim, v'chakra shal gush cholov, and chakra which is in gush cholov in that place. These cities were cities that had walls around it for Yemais Yeshua. The yotfas hayishon, the old yotfas, the gamlo ugedoid, v'chodid, v'oinoi v'yushalayim, and v'chein kol kiyotzven, any other city you have that like this tenoyim, that has a wall around it from the time Yeshua ben Nun, and it has a loch of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, now it's in Eretz Yisrael, we have this special loch of Botei Arei Chayma. Mishneh Zayin. Here's a new loch now, Botei HaChatzerim. Let's say you have a house in the city that does not have a wall around it, like the city is like a chotzer. So here it's a new loch, you go Lekula always. Meaning to say, if you sell your house in a city that does not have a wall around it, so Noisulhem Kreyach Hayof, you have the better gain, Shibaboti Yorichayma, rather than a house, or you have the better gain, the same coolest of a house that was sold in a city that has a wall around it. But for Kreyach Hayof, Shibazotis, you also have the coolest of a regular Steachuza that you sold. What does that mean to say? That Nigolim Miyad, for Nigolim Kolshne Mosachodesh Kabatim. They're the same Malachla, just like we sell a house, we had before in the Mishnah, in a city that has a wall around it. So you have a right to buy it back right away. You don't have to wait 2 years. And the whole first year you could buy it back. And v'yoytzin, however, the cool here is that v'yoytzin b'yoyvel, that when it becomes yoyvel, it goes back to the original owner. By yabote, orichayim, we said, if you don't redeem it back after the first year, the buyer keeps it. It does not come back to the seller by yoyvel. But a house sold in a bote chatzerim, there's no wall around it, then it has the coolest of a steachuza that if you're not redeemed, if you're not buy it back by yovel, it comes back to you automatically. The yaitzim by yovel, and also the geroyin castle of kasadis, even years before yovel. Anytime you want to buy it back, you have a right, even by force of the sell of the buyer, you have a right to buy it back according to the price, how much it'll be worth each year, less and less until yovel. So that's the coolest of a bote chatzerim, has the biggest coolest. Again, a regular steachuza, you can't redeem it back the first 2 years. Afterwards, you could. But the Arichayma, you could only redeem it back the first year. But here, a Bote Chetzerim, that's the biggest kula, that you can redeem it back anytime you want. And in case the Yovel comes by and you did not redeem it back yet, it also comes back to you. Now, V'yeluhayim Bote Chetzerim, what's called Bote Chetzerim? The Chiddush is, even in a city that has a wall around it, but if it's not called a city, it's also called Bote Chetzerim. That means Shtei Chetzeris. If you have only two courtyards in the city, each courtyard has only two houses there, that's not called the city. Before we said it has to be at least three courtyards. So here, even though there's a wall around it, from Yemesh Yeshua Ben Nun, they're only extended like Bote Chetzerim, and you'll have these coolers now that you can redeem it back anytime you want, and by Yevil it comes back to you. Mishneches. What's going to be Yisrael Sheyorash Avi Imoy Levi? Let's say Yisrael Yarshin the Soder from his mother's father, which was a Levi. In other words, his mother died. Now, before his mother died, this boy is a Yisrael. His father is a Yisrael. And first, his grandfather died, his mother's father, which was a Levi. And his mother Yarshin him. And then, when his mother dies now, you Yarshin your mother. So it comes out now that the grandfather Levi's field is now coming down to Yisrael. So Lachar is ain't a girl kaseder azir. He cannot be girlit like the Lachis of a Levi. Like we'll soon see the special Lachis of Levi on his field. He could redeem it back anytime he wants, even after Yovel. But here, since now you're a Yisrael that yashened it, you do not have the kulas of a Levi. So Einoi Goyo Keseder Azeh. And the same thing, V'chein Levi, the opposite. But let's say the son is a Levi. Sheyoresh Esavi Imo Yisrael. He's yashmi from his grandfather, his mother's father that was a Yisrael. His karka is coming down to him. Also, Einoi Goyo Keseder Azeh does not have a right to be goyled like a regular Levi could. He was owned by Yovel, he loses it. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Ki Botei Orei Halevim. Means there's a special kula by the Orei Halevim that they have a right to redeem it back anytime they want to. But that kula is only Achie Levi. It has to be the person right now is a Levi, the owner is a Levi, not now first case where is a Yisrael. And also will be Orei Halevim, it has to be fuels that start out to be an Orei Halevim, not like the second case with a Levi Yasha from his grandfather, the Yisrael. Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. However, the Chomer say no. Ein advor mamur mela bi Orei Halevim. He knows no, these special kulas were said upon an Orei Halevim. Means that the Levi ki be goya gulas olam, that's totally the Orei Halevim, not in the owner, but in the conqueror itself. So in the first case, where the Yisrael is yashpini his grandfather, which was a Levi, since the conqueror was a stay Levi, then the Yisrael now would have this kula, could redeem it back anytime he wants. Because that's the pasuk of Gula Solom Tilem, they have a right to redeem back their karka anytime they want. They can never lose their karka a Levi. Now the Mishnah says, Ein Oisin Sode Migrish. There's a special halacha about the Orei Halevim that the first 1,000 amos outside the city has to be a Migrish, means has to be empty. They can't plant there, they can't use it there, just for nice. And then the second 1,000 amos outside the city was called the Sode that they could plant on it. Those are two halachas of an Orei Halevim. So Mishnah says, Ein Oisin Sode Migrish. You're not allowed to make the second 1,000 into a Migrish. But out there, you're supposed to plant the second 1,000. For a Migrish Sode, but the first 1,000, you're not supposed to plant. For a Migrish Ear, what's supposed to be a Migrish empty, you're not supposed to build houses there. And also, V'loi Ear Migrish, a place that's supposed to be built up with houses, you should not leave it empty. That's not called Yishev Eretz Yisrael. You're supposed to build houses there. Omer Reb Lozer. Reb Lozer says like this. Omer Reb Lozer. The Medav Amur, when was this said? B'yor Alavim. Only in a special Orim that went to the Levim. Avabori Yisrael, but the rest of Eretz Yisrael was giving out to Klai Yisrael. Oisim saw the Migrash, they could change around and make a Sada into a Migrash. But Veloi Migrash Sada, they cannot make, meaning to say, a Migrash makes it look nice, makes the field nice. So it makes the city look nice. More people come and want to live there. So even though you had a Sada outside the city, you can make it into a Migrash, make it beautiful, make it look nice. But the opposite way, no, V'loi Migrash Sode, you can't take the beautifulness of the outside city and make it into a Sode, because that will stop the Isha, people won't want to live there. Migrash Ear, but that you're allowed to. If you have a place that looks beautiful, you want to build houses there for more people to live there, that's okay. But V'loi Ear Migrash, you're not allowed to change around the place that you live there to knock down the houses and start to make a park out of it, to make it empty. That's not right. Kadesh Lo Yachrivu Es Orei Yisrael, you should not have, like the Isha of Eretz Yisrael, you should not have the cities that you'd live there to be chorev. See, now I'll knock down buildings in Eretz Yisrael to make a park, to make it empty. Now the Mishnah ends off, HaKahanim V'Halaviyah Moichel Le'elam. According to Levi, they have a right to sell the Steachuzah anytime they want. Even right before Yovel, even though Yisrael cannot do it less than 2 years from Yovel, except Mispashnei Tuas, but according to Levi, could sell their fields Le'elam. And V'Gerdim Le'elam, they have a right to redeem it back. Even though it's a Boti or a Chayma, the Yor Levium, they have a special loch of the Kanam of the Levium, they could be go redeem it back anytime they want. Shneimer the Pasuk says, Gulas Olam Tila Levium. Levium always have a Gula, and Kanam also are like called B'nai Levi. Now they have a right to redeem it back anytime they want, before Yevul, on Yevul, after Yevul, they always have a right to redeem it back. Alright, Ankan Masechta Erechim. Stop here.